Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Thanks for tuning in to A Girl's Guide on Air here on the Back to Us Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/backtous. That is audiblepodcast.com/BACK2US.
Okay, stop. Don't say anything. No, let it play. Let it go. Stop trying to control every daggone thing.
It's my show. I'm the one, the engineer.
You can let it be messy a little bit sometimes.
Okay.
Who are... Say, do the thing.
Hi. Hi, and welcome to This Married Life here on A Girl's Guide on Air. I am your host, Michelle A. DelVest.
And I'm your host, Teresa DelVest.
Now, as newlyweds who have loved out loud since our beginning, we thought that it would be fun to continue the tradition with all of you as we spend our first year of marriage navigating what it means to live this married life.
So as we discuss topics like merging lives, joining finances, keeping a united front, joining families, and building our own family, we will talk with other couples along the way. And some will be newlyweds like us, and others will bring years of wisdom to the conversation.
So sit back, enjoy the show, and let us know that you're listening by reaching out to us on Twitter at A Girl's Guide. That is AGURLZGUIDE, using the hashtag ThisMarriedLife. Hello and welcome to This Married Life here on A Girl's Guide on Air. I am your host, Michelle A. DelVest.
And I am your host, Teresa DelVest.
Today, we thought it would be fun to talk about pet peeves. You know, the little things that your mate does that just get under your skin, that make your eyes roll and whisper how much they get on your nerves.
What? Yes, it's going to be that show, y'all.
It is. And I thought it would be fun to pull up some things that we found online. So I found this article on Psychology Today. It's an article entitled How to Survive 50 Common Marital Pet Peeves.
Yeah, but we also want to talk about the origin of pet peeves. Why pet peeves bug us the way they do, and how do we make peace with them? Because not all pet peeves are born out of your relationship. You know, in terms of your personal relationship, sometimes it's just you. Like, it's your stuff. This is the baggage you come with. And, you know, it's a conversation worth having because you want your marriage to last forever. And what you don't want is that cap off the toothpaste to be the thing that destroys everything.
Right.
You know, so sometimes pet peeves come out of reasons that have nothing to do with anyone else. It's just your own
junk.
Stuff. Let's talk about that today.
So let's read a couple. So let me see. What is directions?
What about directions?
Directions in general, just directions.
Oh my god.
GPS directions. Trying to find directions. Figuring out where we're going.
I cannot help that my sense of direction is better than yours. And if you cannot listen to me when I point out which one we need to go, I cannot help.
True story. Now, if you guys know us here, you know that we don't drive, but every now and then we get what's called a car to go. And a car to go is a little car that we can just pick up anywhere around the city. It has a GPS system in it that never, ever works. Always gets us lost every time we... don't chime in. So
I'm going to chime in.
No.
Because you're saying things that are incorrect, but go ahead.
It never works.
It doesn't work when you're in motion. You have to set it before you go. Now, I didn't realize that the first couple times I tried to use it.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, it's broken. It won't work. But then when you get into the car, you can see that...
No. So by the time we are halfway going where we're going, because... You know, I've lived here a little bit longer than she had, so I kind of knew the city a little bit better, even though she lived here back in the 90s. It's changed a little. You know, streets got moved.
Not one street got moved. Not one street. Pennsylvania Avenue is still where the hell Pennsylvania Avenue was then.
All I'm saying is that I've already got the directions in my GPS, and I know where I'm going, yet she's still trying to figure out on this car GPS where we're going, and I just ignore her and keep
Look,
moving.
If we're paying for the service, I just want to know that the service worked. And for a long time, I didn't think it worked. So it wasn't about directions. It was about seeing to make sure that I'm getting my money's worth for what we're paying for. Now, to your defense, you already had the phone set up to give us the mm-hmm. GPS. So the issue wasn't the directions. It was making sure that the thing worked. The thing did not work.
No, really. And this kind of goes to the core of our show. The core of the issue was she doesn't trust that I could get us where we need to go. She has to be in control of everything.
Oh, my goodness.
That's where the core was. So now that's not even my pet peeve about her. So we were reading pet peeves. Remember, what's one here? You got to pick one.
I got to pick one?
Yeah.
You're scrolling while I'm trying to read the thing. I don't know.
Do you mean like a farm animal? I don't chew like a farm animal. You don't chew like a farm animal.
No. Oh, but I do know one that I know is on this list, even though I don't see it at the moment, but I know it's got to be there.
What?
Is that you leave wet towels on the bed.
That is on the list.
On the list is on the floor. You don't leave it on the floor. You put a wet towel on the bed.
Why would I put a towel I'm going to use again on the floor, though? I have to put it somewhere.
You don't put it on the floor. I don't want you to put it on the floor. I want you to hang it up so it can dry.
But I'm not done with it.
So you... Okay, when you are not in the house anymore, you're fully dressed and on your way to work, you're not done with that wet towel that's still on the bed? That towel? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, that towel? You ain't done?
Whatever. Whatever. I'll just hang it over my open drawers. How about that?
It'll dry. Because all those drawers are open.
Whatever. Listen, so instead of you all listening to us just go back and forth, we actually thought it would be really fun today to bring another couple into the mix to talk with us.
Yes.
These are good friends of ours. We call them the Tays. They are Tavia and Shantae Craig Jackson. Welcome, yes. Ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Sister Reese.
Good morning. So we're so happy to have you join us today. And this conversation really is an extension of a conversation that we all had at brunch one day. Was it brunch? Was it dinner? I don't remember.
It was brunch and dinner and
right.
It was a walk and everything. Right, the car ride and the grocery store. And it's, yeah.
So before we get started, though, I want you all to have an opportunity to tell us about yourselves, how long you've been together, when you got married, and why you wanted to participate in this conversation.
Just a spokesperson. No, you go ahead. You like to control everything. Pet peeve number one.
Pet peeve number one. I'm Shantae Craig Jackson. Tavia and I actually met in August of last year online, even though we had some mutual friends in Los Angeles, California, but we never crossed paths there. So we waited till we moved across country. I was in D.C. She was in Texas at the time, connected. And then almost a year and a month later, we got married on October 11th of this year. And so that's a little bit about us. And the reason we want to be on the show is we have a number of pet peeves about each other, and I think they stem a lot from how we were raised to mostly because Tavia is not a very patient person. So she likes things a certain way. She likes things a certain way. So that's the reason why we're here, just to kind of, let people know they're not alone. And I'm sure we share some of the same pet peeves that other couples may share.
All right, so let's get right into the mix of it. I think that for timing's sake, each of us get to share like our one pet peeve that just drives us insane about the other person. So I'm going to let...
Should we
let our guest go first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Shantae, I'm going to let you go first. Tell us the one pet peeve that Tay does continually that just gets on your last nerve.
Just one?
Just one.
If I had to pick just one, she always puts too many blankets on the bed.
What?
Yes. Like, too many blankets on the bed. I wake up in the middle of the night sweating like I'm menopausal and I'm not old enough to be in menopause. Like, she has layers
Watch it now.
And layers of blankets. On the bed. I hate it. It drives me nuts. Like, I should not wake up sweating like I've been at 24-hour fitness for 24 hours. It drives me nuts. Yeah. Bag and blankets. And then she tries to
Are you hot-natured or
like,
something, Shantae?
Her side, she's like, oh, no, roll them back a certain way. What? Like, I'm burning up. I'm not going to get up in the middle of the night and make sure they're appropriately folded down to meet your needs. Like, that's crazy. Too many daggum blankets on the bed.
Wait, so if you just flail them off, then that's not good enough? Or
no, they have to roll down appropriately. She wants them, like, perpendicular to the bed and all this.
Oh,
I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing it.
Tay, would you like to rebuttal, Tay?
Pardon?
Would you like to say something?
All I heard was Charlie Brown teacher because she was lying on me.
She said the womp womp, womp womp womp.
Hello. The blanket thing. See, there is a certain temperature that I like our room while sleeping, and it's practically Antarctica. But if you have the appropriate amount of blankets on you, you have the perfect sleeping temperature. So she doesn't like all the blankets. I just told her, look, don't flail them on me because this is my weird mind. I don't like before I go to bed, I have to have the blankets and the sheets like perfect, like basically a made up bed before I get in the bed. Don't judge me. So
no judgment here, Tay. No judgment
here. It makes me uncomfortable. So all she has to do is fold them back. Like, just don't bunch them up on me. Just fold them down. Okay. Fold them back. That's it.
So how do you... Question for you, Tay. How do you suggest she does that when she's asleep and it just gets hot?
Because I know that she doesn't like them, so when I'm making the bed before I get in the bed, I take them and I fold the covers down. Like, I fold them down already off of her side. So she's doing it because she just sleeps wild anyway. She sleeps in the middle of the daggone king-size bed, so then I only have a fourth of the bed anyway.
Well, yeah,
so she's on my side pushing the covers back on my side. you're not even that big. You don't need that much of the bed. You don't need three-fourths of the daggone bed.
She done fractioned out the bed.
So she's pushing the covers from my side of the bed because she's on my side of the bed. So she's complaining because she's on my side of the bed.
Oh. So how do you resolve this? Like, what if you just put the covers just on your side of the bed? Like, you know what I mean? So that they don't even touch her and then she doesn't have to flail them off.
I pretty much do. But guess what? Again, she's on my side of the bed pushing covers.
Shantae, you need to control your sleep better. It just sounds like Shantae wants to cuddle. And then in the middle of the night, it gets hot. You think is that what it is?
Say, it's completely what it is. It's us.
If we cuddle at the beginning of the night, then you won't need 50, 11 blankets.
Elijah Bell. Yes, I will.
I have been on
country body heat.
And this is how I have been sleeping for years. Okay?
She said, I have been sleeping for years.
And I got all this good country body heat right here. I don't understand.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm dying from country body heat. Like, country heat.
That's real.
It is.
That's real. You know, I really love the weight of sleeping with a bunch of blankets and quilts and different things, but then now it's like I just start burning up. And then Michelle, she's always cold. Oh, I'm so cold, and I want to put on a fan, but we have like 50-11 blankets on the bed. So it's the same sort of dance. It's just all the blankets, none of the blankets. All the blankets, none of the blankets. So, you know, yeah, that's the pain of that, sure. But is it a pet peeve? Like, is it something that just irks your nerve to your spirit bone?
Did it make you do a spirit slump?
Does your spirit slump, love of my life, when I put covers? I mean, for real. That's a no, because she ain't answered.
Bless it.
All right, so...
myself, but yes, it bothers my whole internal soul.
So how did she said,
my internal being, like I told you, I wake up like my organs are sweating, like it's not okay.
So what's the resolve? So how do we find a resolve? Do we need to cuddle
She got to sleep in the guest room. last.
Oh, no.
Ain't happening.
Well, you know, here's one thing to that, though, is that if you're not getting regular sleep, like if your sleep is interrupted throughout the night, mm-hmm. then you're not rested the next morning, that kind of spills over into other aspects of your life. So I think you've got something important to deal with this, because it could affect other areas of your life. If you're not going to work rested, or, because this is one thing we've talked about, Michelle mm-hmm. and I'm taking, what is it, the melatonin or whatever it is?
Is it melatonin?
What is that stuff you eat?
No, that's skin color.
Girl, I'm going to need you to stop.
Are you taking melatonin?
Melatonin, yeah, whatever it is, to try to get to sleep. Because at night, that's all I'm doing is I'm kicking covers off and I'm pulling them on, and kicking covers off and pulling them on. So, you know, I don't know. Is the guest room an option for a night or two, just to kind of figure out, you know, what the rhythm is? Or
maybe a heated blanket that only goes on half the bed.
Again, she's on my side of the bed. So the extra blanket is pretty much on me.
Mm.
Okay, so what if you put Wait. No, I have a suggestion. But what if you put an electro blanket on the bottom, like underneath the sheets, that's only on your side of the bed, that keeps you warm, and that she can kind of scoot in and cuddle with you and then scoot back out when she needs to?
For the blankets, for me, I think it's the warmth, but like I think it was Teresa said that I like the comfort of having all of those, the weight of the blankets on me.
Okay.
Well, then I'll lay on top of you, and we can have all the comfort you want, all the heaviness, everything.
Country heat.
That's that country heat. Yes.
Okay.
The resolve is, you know, maybe we do, after a certain point of time, when she starts doing that, I'll just put a pillow in the middle of us. And that way she's on her side and I'm on my side.
Mm. I know for us, we start out the night cuddling, and then probably 10 minutes later, we're both back turned, sleeping to each other, touching, but in our own space. And we tend to stay that, well, at least I tend to stay that way. I don't know what she does, because she flails all night long. But
oh, see?
We could just foot cuddle.
Mm.
So, go ahead, honey.
Okay, so we've heard Shantae's pet peeve. Tay, what about you?
I don't know. I have two strong ones.
Be nice.
Which one to take? I'm sorry?
I said be nice.
Don't pay her no mind. Don't pay her. Just go ahead and talk your heart, boo.
I have two that run neck and neck.
Okay.
And one would be flatulence.
Did you put my guts on blast? Oh,
her guts, Lord, the babies.
I'm dying.
Let's say poop. I mean, you know, it's flatulent. It's you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's. Mm-hmm. I would say it's.
What's the other one?
No. Because for me, I was raised, if you need to pass, if you're in the company of others, and you need to pass gas, then you remove yourself from the room. It's respectful. You know, but...
I'm not laughing at the flagellants.
I did not cut you off, Miss Lady Girl. Okay. So she will just sit there, and she'll be sitting there watching TV, and then just... I mean, and then we'll have her butt tooted my way, okay? That's number two. It just passed gas, and I should be like, ooh, I was comfortable. It comes out when I'm comfortable. You mean to tell me you didn't feel your stomach gurgling?
But here's the thing. How I was raised, in the words of my grandmother, she said, you got to let that gas out or it'll bust your heart. I can't bust my heart.
Then we all know that that's a
that's
whole
that
co-
that's that country life. That country comfort.
I can't bust my heart. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's natural. I'm just saying.
It is. And Tay, you're not the company of other people. You're her wife. Like, it'd be different if you guys were at a cocktail party and she just let it rip wherever she's standing. But you're like her wife.
When you are having bodily functions, you are in the company of other people. Okay? I'm sorry. You are not going to defecate if I'm in the restroom. I will remove myself. I don't need to be in there while you're having your smooth move. Not going to happen. Okay? No. So therefore, if you need to,
if you need to pass gas, it is nothing to... It has gotten so bad that I have put Febreze by her side of the couch. She acts like it's a strain to reach over there and grab the Febreze. I don't smell it. She, her guts are rotten. I don't want to smell that.
Your love is conditional. That's called conditional love. Look at that. You gotta take those good and bad. Look at that conditional love.
Do you, Tay, do you pass gas in front of Shantae?
No, because she bougie. Never. How is not passing gas in front of someone bougie?
She bougie. You know, she's from California. You know, they all worried about appearance and stuff. I'm from the South. We got a lot of space. Half time, you don't even smell it. You just, you know, who doesn't smell it? And praise the Lord, my heart ain't bust yet. Lord, look at that. You know,
Jesus hanging on the cross smells it. He jumped down off the cross and Febreze the tail.
I have nothing to say on this matter.
What do you have to say about the matter?
What I have to say about the matter? I want to stay married. Because Michelle.
Hello.
I can't.
She sees me looking at her right now.
She looking into my spirit right now. It's like, remember that show, Charmed, where, you know, the three witches had their various powers? She got a power right now. It's the power
she's
of hypnosis.
Into the
it's
of your soul because she knows.
Oh my God! It's like right in my face. Topic. Yeah, I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't speak on it.
Well,
you know the way I want to.
No, you can't.
About the
no, you can't.
The scent of roses and daisies.
That's right.
That died.
You know what? You know what?
I know. I'm gonna get it later.
No, she said that died. Here's my take on it. My take is that when you're at home, you're at home, and with your spouse, you're with your spouse. And I don't think that you need to get up and disturb your comfort. And
here's
you
the
know,
thing. No. Time out. Yeah, I'm gonna have to jump in. I'm jumping like double dutch on this one.
Oh, okay.
Flagellants is it's part A and part B.
It's two parts.
One is part sound. One is part smell.
Right.
Now, if you are just a sound effect, like if it's just you over there, you know, Bobby McFerrin with your butt, that's one thing. But if it smell like something just died in your spirit, like it's just offensive, and you know it is. Mm-hmm. You have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Do you?
Or to the hallway or somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good to
you
know.
You have to.
Okay, well, I'll expect you to do that next time that happens to you.
You know what? I'm a noisemaker. Uh-huh. I'll admit that. I'm just being here. Yes, it's in here just clapping loud and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have gas.
But, Michelle.
I don't.
Michelle.
But what if I'm really comfortable? Like, am I supposed to get up out of my comfort?
No.
Wait a minute. Just because you're comfortable,
wait,
that means
if
you're
it's,
gonna make
wait,
me
time out. If it,
yeah,
how do we know?
If I move, then I don't have to poop anymore. I just have to get that out of my system now. It's not healthy.
But okay. if it's smelly, if it's not, if it's just sound, sure. Just, you know what you ate that day.
But you don't know until it comes
out.
Yeah,
you know.
No, you don't.
You know what you ate.
Exactly.
You know what's in your spirit, in your gut, in your belly, all that.
She has said to me many moons ago, she said, ooh, she said, my gas, it stinks. Like, it always stinks. Like, I'm rotten. But she knows she stinks.
But I'm okay with that. It's just temporary.
I'm on Team Shantae with you.
I'm on Team Tay with that one. When your gas smell like your lower intestines is wounded, no.
You know what? We're going to move on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now it's Teresa's turn. She told me I was perfect earlier and that there were no pet peeves, so we're going to see what she has to say right now.
Michelle, this is what... I'm gonna borrow Tay's preface of, I don't know if it's a pet peeve or if it's just my thing. It makes me crazy when you take on someone else's issue as your own.
Sure.
And then you run off with it as if it's your personal offense.
Mm-hmm.
Something may happen in a public space with two strangers, and you'll just step in and start participating in the confrontation. I'm like, you don't know these people. You don't know how crazy they might be. As much as I love the activist part of you and the one who wants to go and save all the peoples and all the issues, I think you have to be a bit more aware of the fact that some people ain't wrapped too tight.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know how they're going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And as masculine seeming as I come off sometimes, I'm not some big dude that can go fight some guy. Mm-hmm. The moment you say to him, oh, it's not up to you to talk to her like that, or, you know, sir, or the things that you tend to do in public. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, he's just going to get the same tongue lashing from me that you gave him, because I'm not a fighter that way.
Right.
And I think one of my biggest, I don't know if I'd call it a pet peeve, but it's a worry of mine, because sure. I feel like you're not the safest sometimes when you take on these challenges in public the way
right.
you do.
Right. I'll give an example, because I know specifically what you're talking about. One particular incident, we were sitting at a bar. We were waiting for a friend of ours. This guy comes up. He's trying to order a drink for an underage girl. The bartender asks for ID, and he, in this very, how can I say this nicely? In this very taken aback, privileged kind of way, throws his ID at this bartender. And immediately, there were a few things for me that touched, right? Number one, I've been in the service industry, and I dare you to fucking throw your ID at me. I dare you. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with rudeness. I can't deal with privilege. I can't deal with him treating a woman that way. And so it touched a lot of things for me, and instantly I reacted.
Wait. Before we go any further, though, let's set this up. The bartender was a black woman.
Yes.
Probably in her 40s.
Yes.
Her late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
The guy who went to order the drink, he probably was in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Young white guy, looked like he stepped out of Beverly Hills 90210.
Like his name was Blake.
Go ahead. Probably.
Blaine. I'm sorry, Blaine.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
And your first reaction had nothing to do with male or female. You actually brought up race where that was concerned.
Because mm-hmm. it was.
Right.
He figured he could treat this black woman any kind of way because she checked him about trying to buy drinks for an underage girl.
But it was hers to handle, and she handled it.
She did, but it's still, I'm sitting right there. And to me, it was so disrespectful to everybody that was around.
But it had nothing to do with you.
But it did. But it did. For me, it did. And I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from. I do. I could have just sat back and said, oh, she'll handle
it. But see, this thing, no one sat back. She handled it in the way that best handled the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He came up. He ordered two drinks. She said, can I see your ID? And the ID for the person that you're ordering the drink for. He turned. He goes, it's for her. She doesn't want to come up. She was like, well, I'm not giving her a drink unless she comes up with an ID. And so in that moment, being the bartender and the person in control of that situation, she handled it.
She did.
So he takes out his ID. He flings it on the bar.
Throws it at her.
He flung it on the bar. She didn't even pick it up. She just looked at it where it landed. And she was like, okay, I'll make you a drink, but I won't be making her a drink. He was all in a pissy kind of tizzy, but he knew he had no place to go. Like, he could either accept his drink or no drink at all. And that's what she laid out there. And she killed him with kindness. She just said, okay, you do you. I've seen you a million times today.
Mm-hmm.
And she handled it. Here you come with, oh, well, sir, you don't need to, and you don't need to. And
no, what I said was, that was incredibly rude.
Yeah.
You don't have to treat people like that. That's what I said.
Yeah, but she handled it. Okay. And then she even looked at you and said, I handled it.
Mm-hmm. She did. She did.
But that's, you do that on a regular.
I do. And so, there are just
wait,
moments
can
where
I have
I'm...
a question? Can I have a question?
Yes. Sure.
So is it because you have such a activist spirit, do you do you feel like that in situations such as that, you need to be that person's champion?
No, not that champion. I wasn't trying to rescue that woman. I wasn't trying to save her from that situation. I just mm-hmm. wanted to let him know he didn't have to be so damn rude. That there were other ways to treat people. He just didn't. And for me, I acknowledge that it touched my own shit. I know that it did. And I wasn't afraid of him. I wasn't fearful of him. I didn't think he was going to do anything more than tell me to fuck off. And that's what he did. And that's fine. And I told him the same. And there are moments where I do want to say the stuff, but I don't. And there are moments where I know that I would be safe and when I'm not. And believe me, I know when I'll be safe and when I'm not. There are situations where I would never say a word. Where I see stuff and go, I just want to die right now because I want to scream from the top of my lungs, but I don't.
You've never been on the X2 and see some stuff go down and look at the dude and be like, really, sir, really?
Well, hold on.
It depends on what it is. But if your wife is telling you that it's some of these situations are making her uncomfortable and she doesn't, and she wants you to take a step back and consider her in some of these situations, you might have to do that.
Well, I don't think she's telling me to consider her in some of these situations. What she's telling me is to make sure to consider my safety in these situations.
It's not just your safety,
and her safety,
though.
I mean, in some cases, yes. You know, she feels mm-hmm. like some of those times that she's not a man, and although she may be perceived as aggressive, she understands and knows that she's still a woman. And if one of these men decide, one of these, you know, to pick a fight, then that's, you know. Mm-hmm.
I do, and I listen to her when she tells me this. And there are moments where, you know, I have just been quiet. But that's hard for me to do sometimes, and I acknowledge that. There are moments where I think that more people need to step up and say things. And I think that we live in a society where everybody is so scared to get involved, but there are some times where people do need us to speak out for them. Perfect example. I never even told my wife about this incident, but I'm on the train the other day and there are these guys sitting there and one of them reaches out and touches the leg of this girl sitting right next to me. And you can feel the anxiety well up within her. And I turned to her and I said, do you know him? And she said, no, I don't know him. And I looked at him and I said, please don't ever touch another woman that you don't know. Ever. And he looked at me and he said, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry. And you know what? I felt like I needed to say that because she couldn't. And do I need to rescue people? No, I don't. But when I feel like I need to speak up, there is just something within my spirit that tells me I have to. And there are those moments that I do. There are plenty of moments where I don't. Plenty. Believe me.
Okay, let me just back up a little bit because I think there's a piece of this that's missing in this.
Okay.
When a person has handled the situation themselves,
okay,
you take it to a whole new place. My pet peeve isn't when you speak up against an injustice. It happened at that bar.
Yeah.
That woman handled it for
sure.
herself. And
I
you make the
that.
Situation bigger and worse than it was.
He was just an
the
asshole.
The night at the Argonaut when the two of us were having that drink. I handled that situation, but you decided that I didn't handle it the way that you wanted it to handle it. And so you decided to take it to a whole new place and it made it worse than what it was.
I don't think that it was handled. I think that it just progressed. And I was okay with where it went. I was not okay with allowing him to treat us the way that he did.
He wasn't allowed to treat us that way.
But he did.
So, yes, that's my pet peeve.
That's a whole long story. But I do. I get it. I get that I have a big mouth, and I get that I get involved in things that I probably shouldn't, and I know that I do that. And I've said that I'm working on trying to decipher
that. No. You're still missing the point. I think sometimes you don't know when that moment is gone.
Okay.
The issue isn't stepping up and fighting injustice. It's sometimes you just don't know when the moment is gone. And then knowing when the moment is gone, that creates a moment of either danger or heightened confrontation.
Okay. I'll acknowledge that.
I love that you wear a cape and you want to make sure that injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And you are going to stand up for that young lady on the train. Mm-hmm. And you're going to make sure that young white men understand. But when a situation is handled, when that black woman handled that guy, mm-hmm. she didn't need the white lady to come and co-sign or take it over.
But now you're insulting me, because that was not what I was doing. It wasn't that it was handled. All of that happened at the same time. So it wasn't that she hadn't handled it yet when I told him he didn't have to be rude to people. It all coincided together. And then, because I said what I said, after she had handled it, he came back to me and then said something to me, in which I then said something to him. So it wasn't that she handled it, I sat back and watched it, and then said something. I said something in the middle of all of it. So, and it wasn't to rescue her. It was to tell him, you don't have to treat people like that. It wasn't okay. And it could have been anybody. It could have been some white lady behind the bar. But it was disrespectful the way he treated another person for no reason other than he felt like he could buy drinks for an underage girl. That was my issue. Now, was there a connection there because my wife is sitting there as he throws the ID next to her? Yeah, that was issue. I felt it was disrespectful to you. Like there, but again, my shit, I get it. I get what you're saying. I do. I do. And I do try to check it. And there are lots of times where I don't say anything, but that's tough for me to do sometimes. So. But I notice it. Sip my coffee. Anything else, dear? I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah. So, God, my pet peeve seems so small. I've got a couple, but I think the one that probably irks me the most is. How do I even describe this? So let me set it up for you. So Teresa and I go grocery shopping, right? We'll go grocery shopping. And she'll grab the cart. And I'm one of those grocery shoppers that will go like to this aisle, then to that aisle, then over here. And it's very unorganized. I never take a list. I just want to get in and go from what I want to cook and then go and get the things as I need them. So what Teresa will do is she'll take the cart and she literally follows me. And I mean follows me right on my hip to where when I turn around, I'm running into the cart. And if I turn to the right, she turns to the right. And if I turn to the left, she turns to the left. So she's like right on me. And I'm one of those people that kind of needs space. And so what I do is I send her to go get things. Like, get away from me. I'm trying to shop. Go gather vegetables. Go get bread. Go do something. But I think she's waiting for me to lead in that. And then I feel like she gets irritated as I'm kind of leading, but in my own way. Do you know what I'm trying to say, Teresa?
Yes, I'm going to go down aisle 12 when you go down 9.
Oh, that's the resolve right now?
Pet peeve solved.
And I think actually the big issue here is waiting for me to lead everything. Like, Teresa, what do you want to eat for dinner? I don't care. You do it. Teresa, where do you want to go for dinner? I don't care. You choose. What? I don't want to pick everything. I don't want to be responsible for getting all the groceries. I don't want to be responsible for choosing the restaurant every time. I don't want to be responsible for figuring out what we're going to have for dinner every night.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Radio people, I'm not looking at her in any type of way. I'm saying, okay, I'm listening.
I wish Shantae was right here because I would be looking at her like you're too.
You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. Yeah, you know what? I think what it is that 42 years of being a bachelorette, you make your own decisions and you make your own choices. You pick the food that you want to pick and you go to the places you want to go. And then all of a sudden you meet someone who's very strong-willed and make great choices. Is an incredible cook. She picks great places for us to go and eat. And all of a sudden you start to trust that, and trust becomes rely. Mm-hmm. So then I trust her to pick everything we need in the grocery store. I'll push the cart. We'll pick any place she wants to go to eat because I trust and I rely it to be a good place and some place that I enjoy as well.
And that's
I recognize that I've become lazy in my own decision making and processing. Sure, because I've come to rely on her. So I recognize that I've been able to go grocery shopping, but since I've been with Michelle, I'm better at pushing the cart. I recognize that. Mm-hmm. I can get out of that. Sure.
Okay.
I think and I don't want to think
they were
about
to say something. Let them say. Go ahead.
What were you saying? Some things you just don't want to think about?
No, I don't want to think about it. Like, I just want to pay for it. I don't want to think about it. Like, in our household, Tay does the majority of the cooking and stuff like that. And so she knows I'll eat whatever she puts on the plate. Like, I don't want to sit there and decipher over, okay, do we want green beans or Brussels sprouts? I don't really care.
And you don't. You don't. Your issue is, her issue is, well, we wouldn't be deciphering over green beans and Brussels sprouts if you had made a list. I don't want to make a list.
Make a list.
Make a list.
No. But then you, make a list. Then you run the risk of buying stuff you really didn't need, and the stuff that you really need, you don't buy.
Now, you tell me, we always have everything we need and want in this house.
Oh, Lord. We only have peas per, I must stop.
Radio people, if you could hear the four of us go to the grocery store, this is the same conversation. The four of us can be at Wegmans right now having the same conversation. Shantae and I are both like, look, make a list.
And I'm like, I don't make lists. Like, I just know what I want to cook, and I know what goes in it, and I know that what I need. But just let me be free to shop. And don't give me the, because I'm not done yet. Right.
Oh, Lord.
So, and I think
if we end up on aisle 13, don't be mad because I need to go back to aisle 4 to get whatever I needed to go with aisle 13. Just follow me.
Right. Okay. Stop. And then don't be mad if I stay in the aisle with the candy and the music while y'all go do all that.
You could do that.
Right.
You could totally do that. But I think I think even a slightly bigger issue here for it's not just that you and I appreciate that you're so comfortable and in love with me that you've come to trust and rely on my choices and decisions, but it does become a big responsibility when I feel like I always have to figure it out. And I don't want to do that. Like, I didn't get married to always have to figure it out. As long, you know, I do recognize that I'm a control freak and I get that, but there's something about you also being a control freak that I love where I go, okay, I can let go here and not have to control it because my wife is very capable to handle it. But when I have to make all the decisions, I start to pull away from that belief. And I go, God, can you just choose a fucking restaurant?
So I won't push the cart so close to you.
You know what? You know what? Oh,
is your feelings hurt?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Well, what is your resolve, Shantae, about this whole thing? Make it good. You see, Teresa, you know, she made hers real good.
She gonna get up from the couch from now on? No.
About the grocery store? Yes. I think I'm just gonna take the initiative to make a list. And even the other day, you kind of agreed with me because you were like, we need one of those lists to hang on the refrigerator or somewhere to make a list of things that we run out of.
But that's not necessarily sitting there and making a list. That's just like, okay, I'm out of this or I'm out of that. Like, for me, when I go grocery shopping, I'm not going to write each and every individual, okay, I need a sack of onions, and then I need a bell pepper. Oh, and I'm not going to do that. That's not going to happen ever in life.
You know, there is an app. There's an app for that. You guys can install this app. I can. What is it? Do I have it? Let me see. I don't know if I can get it right now.
Oh my gosh! You can just search any 17 different grocery list apps.
Yeah, but you can put on there, and as you each are going through the store, you can mark it off, and it updates in real time on the other person's app. So maybe we can try that, and then I'll just send you to go get stuff. And then hope that when you get to that aisle, I haven't already gotten it. That would be the only.
Right.
Up with five gallons of milk.
So. Right. But, I mean, in all honesty, like, some battles aren't worth fighting, so it's not that big of a deal.
And that kind of, you know.
We were at Club Wegmans the whole time.
Only because we go up and down every aisle, even if we don't need anything, because you like the music. Because the music is everything on the universe.
And why is that a problem? Because the music is good.
But don't forget, I have posted pictures on Michelle and Teresa's page of you dancing in the aisles of Club Wegmans, the grocery store, because of the music.
I mean, I might as well enjoy it since I'm there.
Why? Because, you know, how often do you get to Club Wegmans? you know, it kind of brings us back to, as we wrap up our show, you know, bringing it all around, we really have to ask, like, where do these irritations come from? Do they come within ourselves? How can we make peace with them so that we can all live in peace? Because at the end of the day, do these things really matter? Some do and some don't, right? Some do in the way that we live and walk in peace. The pet peeve that my wife has of me is a big one. It does matter. I absolutely have to pay attention to that. You know, Shantae's, air issues. Does that really matter in the big scheme of things? Maybe it does. It might mean, you know, the difference between a big argument or not. I mean, who knows? Only you guys can figure that out. Only each couple can figure that out in the end, what really matters. And I think that when you're looking at pet peeves, getting down to the heart of the matter and getting down to the heart of the matter will really help answer that question. If does it really, really matter in the end? What's the big picture here?
Are you looking at me?
Oh, are you going to say something?
Oh, well, you know, pet peeves at the end of the day are all about control. How do we manage other people's behavior based on our personal preferences? And I want to go back one more time to what Tay said about, is this a pet peeve or is this just my stuff? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to, after today, this is what I'm going to do. When I see something that irks me, when I see that wet towel on the bed, or if I'm watching a movie and she decides she wants to have a whole conversation with me while the movie is going.
I don't do that.
You know what? But you notice what I've done lately is whenever you start those conversations, I pause it.
And then I realize what I've done and I stop talking.
I just pause the TV because it's worth it for me to just say, you know what? She has something important to say. I'm just going to stop what I'm doing and listen. Mm-hmm. And that's genuine. You may read it sometimes as, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say anything because you're watching a movie. But I recognize it's my thing. It's not your thing. It's my thing. Mm-hmm. And I can handle how I approach that pet peeve.
Sure.
And so I don't know if it's an issue of it being a big thing or a little thing. It's how we manage it.
Yeah. I think so, too. What about you guys?
Again, I would just have to agree that what I said, maybe I do need to stop and be like, okay, is this me? Or is this really something that is bothering me to the nth degree? But I think a lot of it like Teresa said, it's just us trying to control the situation, and maybe I need to work on my control freak part of my personality.
I get that.
As for me, I think, you know, the small adjustments can be made. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like a showstopper or anything. But I think it more so is just personal preference. Like, you know, how you like to sleep at night is a personal decision, and you just have to learn how to deal with that and respect that, or try to find additional or other accommodations or whatever so that we're both comfortable. Because me not wanting the covers or whatever on the bed may make her uncomfortable, and that's not okay either. To just want to accommodate my own self. So, as far as my flagellant war, I have to pray on that.
You have to pray on that.
I have to pray. I have to think about that with my prayers.
That's awesome.
Well, I just want to say thank you, too, for coming on today. I really have enjoyed this conversation. I know I got some insight out of it, and we hope that you did, too.
Absolutely. What the people out in the radio land don't know is the four of us are going to continue to have these conversations, and the four of us will continue to grow our relationships as a group of friends, as well as individual couples, as well as individual people.
Yeah.
And we hope that all of you listening to this will also have that same reaction, that you're hearing some of this and go, you know, as humans, we're just going to rub each other the wrong way, but hopefully at the end of the day, we're just going to rub each other. No, just play.
No, at the end of the day, we can just rub each other. Come on, let's go. Wait, your mom might be listening to this, but well,
she's completely listening to this. She is.
We're married, right? We're grown.
Taze, we love you guys.
We do.
Thank you so much for your honesty and for your participation.
We love you more. Anytime.
Yay!
All right, guys. Thank you very, very much. And I just want to say thank you all out there in podcast land for joining us today. We hope that you are enjoying the show. We want to know if you're listening. So make sure that you reach out to us on Twitter, hashtag This Married Life at A Girl's Guide. That is AGURLZGUIDE. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you have a show idea. Let us know what you'd like for us to talk about. So thanks again. And until next time, I always say love on someone a little extra. And why? Because we do not heal in isolation, but in community. So thank you for tuning in.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.